So I'd like to start with, I know we're lachutz lazman. The introduction to the translation of Rav Shagar's Shuvi Nafshi, Rav Shagar, in the translation, I couldn't find it in the original, says, "My intention has always been to move beyond the intellectual grasp of the material I teach. My aim is to enable my students to feel the life-changing power that lies in Torah. My effort is aimed to find the proper language that will allow the translation of the words of our sages and Rishonim into an idiom that can be understood in our postmodern world. This must be accomplished without damaging the classic understanding of Limud Torah, the covenant between the student and God." A friend of mine, who's actually a colleague, there's a psychoanalyst, a therapist, said that he always likes to listen to how mashpi'im teachers talk and what they're thinking about, how they're expressing themselves. Because when a psychoanalyst listens to a rabbi talk, he understands really the vision of the world that the rabbi wishes to create. As we know, language narrative creates a world, is the world that the person functions in. I mean, and to understand a little bit more of Rav Shagar's usage of Zhoch Lakan, coming from both of my hats, both of my disciplines that I'm engaged in, both as a psychotherapist and as a rabbi, as a rav of a college campus, in terms of trying to find this new language. In another introduction from Rav Shagar, the letter that he wrote to the Vad Ketavim, the Vad, in the Leil Iyun, shortly before his passing, he similarly writes that for many years, I've devoted the bulk of my efforts to developing a personal existential discourse that by its nature appeals to the individual whose position, often in conflict with the demand to repair society, yet to my mind, the rectification of the personal must also bring about an elevation of the social realm. Now, it's important that with these couple of lines that we really understand what Rav Shagar's kavana, what his intent was, definitely through the mabat, through the view of Lacan's psychoanalysis. Lacan wrote or spoke extensively about three levels that Rav Shagar quotes quite often, of the notion of the real, the real, as they say in French, the symbolic, they translate it as ha-symboli, and ha-dimyoni, the imagined. These three realms discuss and really explain a mamad ha-ishi, the man's psychological development as a person. Initially, a person is born just in functioning on the level of the real, the real. The thoughts, the feelings that they have, without being tempered or modified by the society around them. The person exists as the person, as a child, exists as a child with all of his thoughts and his feelings as he grows and he develops the person's internal dialogue. As they grow and interact with society, then they are given different narratives that they interact with, the way that they speak, impressions, thoughts, and feelings of the society at large that surrounds them. This is called the imaginary. The language that they speak, the culture, the tarbut, the religion, the culture within each house, this is a narrative into itself. This is imaginary. It's most strongly depicted by the mirror stage that Lacan spoke about, when the child looks at a mirror and realizes that the reflection that he sees is an image of himself, but is also an image of another, another with a capital A. Finally, there's the symbolic. The symbolic is the attempt to make sense of these images that he sees and how this external language, this external narrative pertains to him, and try to find meaning within it and try to make sense of it. Lacan writes that the goal really of psychotherapy then is to try to not to adapt more or less to a well-defined or organized reality, but in order to express one's own reality and their desire that it should be recognized. As I have emphasized many times, Lacan says, to get it recognized by symbolables, in other words, to symbolize it. The ability to make sense of all of these images, such that an Allsand, as they're called in English, or translation from the German, he will sit with the analyst, he will discuss his thoughts, his feelings, his fantasies, and the analyst will try to help him make sense of all of them, to decode all of them, to understand all of them, to symbolize, as Lacan puts it. And I believe this was the avoda that Rav Shagar undertook, like we saw from in his Hagdama, that this is what he really sought to do, to try to decode the narrative of Judaism and how it is matim, how it parallels the discussion of the real, of the person's internal language. The internal language, the real, is the innermost thoughts of the person, and then how to make it fit and to decode the jargon as found in different Jewish books, specifically in the language of Hasidut and Kabbalah, where what he sought to unpack, as we would say, to take out the meaning of these mixed Hebrew and Aramaic terms and how they are mat'im to the person themselves. Now, I believe Rav Shagar explains this, you know, in a number of different books, number of different Sfarim Ma'amarim. I think most telling, as written in the introduction to the Shiurim on Likutei Moran and the amount of pages that he devotes to it, of Torah Yutet, the 19th Torah of Rabbi Nachman, wherein Rabbi Nachman discusses what he refers to as Lashon Kodesh, Shlemut Lashon HaKodesh, and Targum. He also, at the beginning of the Torah, of the teaching Torah, touches on why a person would go to visit a tzaddik, why he would go to a Rebbe, as opposed to, you know, just sitting at home with the books. And I believe he was also prompted by the themes of the holiday that are dealing with, on one hand, the giving of the Torah, or we call it Kabbalat Torah, the internalization of the Torah, and also the funny usages of Targum, which are pervasive throughout the holiday. That oftentimes with the Kriyat Torah of Shavuot and the Kriyat HaHaftarah of Shavuot, definitely Bachul in Chutz La'aretz, there's a lot of Aramaic mixed in with the Hebrew, which is a very weird phenomenon. So Rabbi Nachman reflects in this Torah about the nature of visiting a Rebbe, and also the nature of Targum and Lashon Kodesh. So Rav Shagar explains the understanding of Targum and Lashon Kodesh very much in the way of Lashon Kodesh is the real, is the language of my soul, the language of myself, and then there's the language of the nations of the world. The language, the foreign languages. Foreign languages also read as languages that are foreign, not just Shem Loazim, aval hem Zarim Gamken, that they are also foreign to us. They are an outside dialogue, outside narrative, in the way that Alav Khan would put it, as the world of the imagined. They are images which exist on the outside. And part of the focus of Shlemut Lashon Kodesh is to take Targum, which is a funny mixture between Hebrew and the language of the nations of the world. It's a bridge point. It's a place which exists in between my internal language and the language of the outside, and to try to literally, as we would say, translate Litargem, the attempt to translate feelings and thoughts that are very real to me, but have a difficulty in their expression, you know, as expressed to the outside world. As Rabbi Nachman would put it, Bechinat Lashon HaKodesh. Bechinat is a great word, definitely in these terms and this framework, because bichinat is also the attempt to convey over the real and the symbol and find some symbolic way of conveying the real into a foreign world. Me trying to express my innermost feelings and thoughts to you oftentimes are hampered by translation. In English, we say words fail me. I can't really put these things into words properly. So bechinat is pachot o yoter. More or less, they share commonalities with each other. They share commonalities with each other. They share a common denominator with each other. I believe that this teaching, as they write in the introduction to the Shiurim on Likutei Moharan, that his Shiurim on Likutei Moharan were oftentimes the most personal expression of what Shagar was trying to do, of trying to decode, of trying to find a way, so to speak, to come to a catharsis, to come to a way of decoding the imagined into some type of symbolic, so to speak, to psychoanalyze both my innermost thoughts, and to be matim these thoughts that are very real in a language which sometimes feels foreign to me, and especially in our current tikufa, in the modern / postmodern age, where oftentimes that as Dr. Soloveitchik puts it, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik would put it, that Yadut is no longer a Sfat Em for us. It's a little bit of a foreign language. And we are attempting to be able to once again make it our Sfat Em. As Rabbi Nachman would put it, Bechinat Shlemud Lashon HaKodesh, or trying to find some way of coming about as linking the real with the imagined, or to find the symbolic. As Rav Shagar puts it also in the Luchot, the Shifrei Luchot, to find a way that this emunah can be expressed, and the idea of Kabbalat Ol can be expressed, not coming to nullify my real, my ability of Bechira, but finding a way that the idea, Torah, Mitzvot, and that world can be part of my life, that I make it a choice, but that becomes hechrichi, that it becomes necessary. Similarly, Rav Shagar also puts it beautifully in the Sefer Sherit Emunah, where he describes the transition from Pesach to Shavuot. It's called Al Shem Ha'av, and the Ma'amar Al Shem Ha'av, which parallels a Ma'amar from Lacan, also Al Shem Ha'av, regarding the name of the Father. That we all have the experience sitting at the Seder table as children. That we experience Pesach Seder as children, Kan HaBen Shuel, that the father, the parents, impart the Yitziat Mitzrayim to the children. And our experience sitting there as children means that we've received a language which is Michutz. It is, as it were, in the realm of the imagined. They're images that have been imparted to us by our Tarbut Mishpachtit, by our family. And our challenge then, over the course of Sfirat HaOmer, is a kinyan, that we have to make this entire narrative, the siach, then becomes a personal narrative. I don't see. Ah, tov. I gotcha. Evanti. Evanti, I gotcha. Okay, so therefore, over the course of Sfirat HaOmer, we come to an ofen of Kinyan. We speak about the Memchet Kinyanei HaTorah, that we go from hearing the narrative as children, Al Shem Ha'av, of of Yitziat Mitzrayim to then becoming a kinyan of ourselves, Kabbalat Matan Toratenu, the emphasis on ours. We go and we find some way to take this image and then to bring it into the realm of the symbolic, such that it can ultimately be part of the expression of the real, of what's real to us, of what's important to us, what's meaningful to us. And he says similarly that that's how we also find within Sfirat HaOmer, number one, the celebration of Lag BaOmer and the Kabbalistic narrative, the nomenclature of Kabbalah, where we're using the Aramaic terms to express things that the words are sometimes hard to understand, and then we try to join it with an internal experience, as we call it, the Penimiuta Torah, is speaking directly to the real, to this subconscious level of understanding and feeling that oftentimes belies words. And therefore, the jargon of Kabbalah is very difficult to us, but when it becomes decoded, it becomes incredibly meaningful. And the use of remez in Kabbalah then is to take something a little bit outside of the context of the pasuk and then to see new meaning, symbolic meaning within this narrative, which seemed very far to me. This reaches its head, of course, with the yahrzeit of the Baal Shem Tov, which falls on Shavuot as well, because in that way, it's the expression of the Kabbalistic secrets in their most anthropomorphic sense, in their most relevant sense towards the person, the sense that touches the person in the most personal and deep way, penetrating again from the realm of the imagined into the realm of the real. Finally, in Shearet Emunah, when Rav Shagar discusses the Mashiach as the hacker of reality, is the one who can subvert the program, subvert the outside narrative, and be able then to reform it and to make it have meaning, to bring it closer to the real. So I believe that this avodah that Rav Shagar had of trying to take the real and help us express it in the realm of symbolic, and take the imagined and allow us to decode it again in the realm of the symbolic, was very much on his mind, that the religious experience should become once again a Sfat'im, should become the realm of the real. And throughout his writings, this is what he sought to do as a mission statement, as we saw from the various Hakdamot. And I believe also that this is very much what his Talmidim heard as well. In the introduction, in the English version to the English version to Tikkun Tfilati from Rav Zinger, very much that that a person's interacting with the tradition must be in a way not as a pat answer, not as an outside answer, as a something in the realm of the imagined, but a person has to see it as a patzel, as a puzzle. And this puzzle will, if you give a person a pat answer, they'll hear it for the moment, but ultimately they might think it's silly and small. If you give a person a puzzle, they will pursue it for all of their days. But if Shagar sought for us to engage with our Yahadut in the way of a person seeking the symbolic, trying to find this meaning, trying to decode this meaning in the words of Rabbi Yochanan Nir in introduction to Tikkun Tefilati, to see it as a puzzle, to search for it, and then through that, be able to decode ourselves and decode society around us. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak to you, and I guess either we'll have questions or we'll move on to the next speaker. Thank you so much.
Thank you.